Hello, 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 and today I'm talking about working with your dreams. Your dreams hold so many, much knowledge, wisdom, for you to actually unlock so much of your inner truth, so you can really connect that part and start living your truth out loud. Many people don't work with their dreams, they believe they're not true. Absolute BS. Your dreams, and my dreams, certainly have unlocked things for me. So I'm going to talk about working with your dreams today. How do we work with our dreams? What do we do? I would say in the beginning, no more than 3 times a week. And what you really want to do is set that intention every day that you're going to work with them before you go to bed. Really write out what you want to learn, what you want to connect to. So if you wanted to know what are your true gifts, you would write out an intention before you go to sleep, that I would like to connect to my dreams. If you work with any goddesses, gods, you could ask them for guidance as well. You could look up crystals and you could like put that under your pillow. If you know a lot about tarot or you work with tarot, you could put the right tarot under your pillow. I would use something like the moon, major arcana card. And you would set that intention. You would have a relaxing bath or have a stress-free hour before you go to sleep. You don't want to be like having an argument, having a challenge with your kids, and then do it. You want to really set that intention, have a relaxing bath. Really, really look after that hour before you go to sleep really well, and like do some self-love routine. And really connect your heart space in that time. What is it you want to know? You want to write it out. You also want to speak it out before you go to sleep. And then you want to go to sleep. And then as soon as you wake up in the morning, you don't want to do it much when you get up. You want to write. Because sometimes we think we don't know anything. And we actually have remembered lots. But what people don't do is they think, I don't know anything, and they don't try and write. So then you would write, and even if you don't know what to say for the first, like, 2 or 3 lines, you could write, I don't know what to write. And you will suddenly find that loads of stuff comes out that you didn't even know you've dreamt about in the night. And often I get, like, 4, 5, 6, 7 pages, and amazing stuff occurs. Now, it's like anything I would always say, any muscle, you have to build it. You want to record like colours. What colours were relevant? What colours are coming up when you write? And if you do remember things, it would be even better. So what colours? What people? What places? What time were you in? Were you in this time? Were you in an ancient time? Were you in ancient Greece? Were you in ancient Egypt? What were you doing? What was your job? You know, who were you around? And you want to really, really, if you remember these things, you want to record those straight away. And then you want to, like, really just write until your pen really, there's nothing that more coming out of you. And then you want to start decoding your dream. You really want to know what that means. Now, do not look up on Google what that means, because Google is not you, right? And I know that Google is really helpful for lots of people, but I think where people often get stuck is they end up looking on Google and believe that dream means that thing for them. Now, I would say, what did it feel like for you it meant? And if you don't know, and if you just feel like, well, it meant happiness, then just write that down. If it meant, you know, I was sad, I was in a place of pain at that time, write that down. If you're not feeling it meant anything in particular for you, then don't record anything, but do not look on Google, because Google is not you. And Google is excellent, but you want to know and connect to how it felt in your body. Were you happy, depressed, sad, lonely, in a place of loss? Or were you feeling blissful, joyful, laughter, peace? You know, my life is exciting and joyful. You don't want to go to Google. The second thing I want to say is that with dreams, and this is another place I see people get really stuck with working with their dreams, is with our dreams. Sometimes you might get some of the dream tonight, like last night, and then you might get some in when you do next work with your dreams. If you get to a place eventually, work with your dreams every night, that's fine. But I wouldn't start off at that place. It's quite a lot to start off, a starting point. So start off 3 times a week. But sometimes you get that part of the, a part of your dream tonight. And then you might not, you might go, you know, work with your dreams in 2 or 3 days. You might not get much. And then the next day you'll get the rest of the dream. Or it might take 4, 5, 6 sessions of working with your dreams to actually get the whole meaning. And people in this lifetime now are so impatient. Patience is the key to any success, and patience is the key to working with your dreams. Don't expect to go to sleep, record it all, and now you know the whole meaning, the whole dream came through, and you know what that means. Sometimes there'll be missing keys, missing parts of it, for you to really understand the meaning at so in depth. And that's fine. Patience is the key. And, you know, in this world where everyone wants everything right now and everyone needs to know everything right now, that we're just not patient enough. So just adopt patience with working on dreams. There is no quick sort of answer to things. Sometimes it's going to come in drips and drabs, and then suddenly you'll think, oh my God, that's what that meant. Or, oh my God, that is the breakthrough I've been waiting for. You know, if you want to know a light, really important question in your life that you feel stuck with finding the truthful answer with just asking yourself and going within, dreams are a really good way. They also help you to tap into your subconscious so you can know beliefs at a deeper soul level. And sometimes you can work out what is sometimes stopping you from moving forward and really becoming the truth of yourself, your authentic self, and knowing, say, your authentic gifts, your truthful gifts at a soul level, not gifts that are living from, I should do that because it's going to make so-and-so happy. I should do that because my community is going to be happy. I should do that. My family will be happy. It will really help you to connect to that depth of your soul that sometimes we don't want to accept about ourselves. Sometimes we're fearful about being that person because often of culture, society, things that are put on our shoulders by other people, this is a way to really connect to the realness of yourself, your authentic self, the rawness of who you are, your real spiritual gifts, or real gifts. It doesn't have to be spiritual. I am spiritual. But it can be real and help you to really come to, what is it I want? Am I living in the country and I want to travel the world? It might, those things might come true, but just ask small questions, and the more you work with the dreams, the more clear it gets, the easier it will get. I will tell you, like, on the first and second time, if you've never done it, you might just feel like, well, I didn't get anything. Well, there must be something wrong with me. No, there's nothing wrong with you. Everybody's been through that. So, like, just keep doing it. So every time you go to bed, set that intention. If you work with any goddesses or gods, you know, maybe ask for them for assistance. If you work with crystals that you particularly like, that really mean something to you, set that intention. If you, you know, work with tarot or runes or anything like that, you know, use them in this. Write it out. I would like to know. I call on whatever god, goddess, and you could use whatever crystals, tarot cards, runes, whatever it is you like to use. And make it a regular practice. Don't do it any more than 3 times a week to start with. And then later on, you know, if you feel like you want to work with it, your dreams more, that's fine. Because otherwise, you'll just become worn out. And then you won't be able to, like, leave your life because you'll be so tired. Because it will take a lot of mental energy. As soon as you get up, write up. Now, if you get up with nothing on your lips, like nothing, you can write, I don't know what to write, I don't know what to write, I don't know what to write. Eventually, stuff will come out. And then literally just write and write and write until you have nothing left to do, write. Do not control the writing. You want to write in free flow. This is sort of channeling through writing. This is the beginning stages of it sometimes for people who find it really difficult to actually just sit and write. Just write, 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 write until there's nothing coming out. Don't control it. And you will start to connect to and answers to questions that you have that, you know, is much easier. It will take practice, but the more you do it, the easier it will get, you know, the more, and recall those colours, people, places, situations, timelines that might not be here, like ancient Greece, you know, places that you've never seen before. You know, really start doing it. And I promise you, this will help you to connect to some deeper answers within yourself that you might not be able to connect to without working with your dreams. Have the most amazing week, and I'll speak to you soon.